Let freedom clean. Let freedom clean.
Hey, John, do you like soaps?
Love it.
Do you love our military?
Sir, yes, sir.
Oh, man, do I have a company for you. Hero Soap Company.
Oh, you mean the all-natural, no chemicals, fragrances, or dyes?
Oh, that's the one.
No parabens found in many mainline soaps. Parabens, according to the FDA, are found in breast biopsies with cancer and cause male reproductive issues.
Oh, no!
What's the problem?
Oh, yeah. And with every subscription, this purchase will donate one soap. So that means when you get a soap, they send a soap overseas to our troops. Gives them some peppermint cool to tingle their nuts for the first time during their deployment. And a portion of sales also go to Operation Finally Home, which helps build homes for veterans in need.
Subscribe and get soap straight to your door every month, hassle-free and contract-free.
And for right now, Hero Soaps is having our fans get 10% off their purchase when you use the promo code BIGFOOT. That's right, guys. 10% off when you use the promo code BIGFOOT at checkout.
So, BIGFOOT, if you get a subscription, you get to donate to some troops in need.
Oh, yeah. Let freedom clean, guys.
Damn. There go BIGFOOT. What about BIGFOOT?
What about him?
BIGFOOT.
What about him?
Welcome to another episode of What About Bigfoot, the only podcast that is hot as dragon fire. Oh, and that's hot, baby.
Spicy.
This is a podcast where we talk about conspiracy theories, non conspiracy theories, ghosts, ghouls, goblins, witches, wizards, warlocks, mystical creatures, non mystical creatures, spirit ghosts, I guess are ghosts, and ghost ships. I'm your host, Dude, and always burning up the charts is
Jay.
And here we go, guys. This is nymphs.
Nymphs
are Greek mythology creatures.
Okay.
And they are basically protectors of nature. And what they are, they're not quite goddesses, but they're just below. Like, they're right there. And they've been described to be as fair maiden women. So that's why I say goddesses, because there's no men nymphs. They're all women.
Okay.
And they're all there to protect nature. So you got... You're basically assigned an area, and then that's it. So, like, if you're assigned to the forest area, you're in charge of a tree. And as the tree grows, you grow, and you protect the trees, and you protect everything. If you're a river, you guys protect the rivers, and the rivers and the mountains. Mountain ones, we're going to get to the mountain ones. Those are some fun-ass bitches.
Oh, shit. Party animals?
Party animals, but yeah, they're said to be just under gods, and they answer to a couple of gods like Hermes, Dionysus, and the huntress Artemis. So they answer to her and them, if you're a wood, they're not immortal. Nymphs are not immortal like gods, but they live a fuck ton long time. But say you're a woodland nymph. And you're in charge of this tree. If that tree gets chopped down, you're dead. Because your life force is combined with that tree.
So
that's fucked
if
up.
If you're a nymph, you're only in charge of one tree?
Yeah, you're in charge of one tree. So there's a bunch of nymphs in the tree.
Oh, so there's like millions of nymphs.
Yeah, millions of nymphs. Cool. And then water, if you guys are in charge of a lake, the lake dries up, you die. Or you die like hundreds of thousands of years later. Like either or it comes up.
I see.
But, yeah, I thought of this was like a Forrest Gump with when he's talking about shrimp, because there's nymph for trees, there's nymph for sky, there's nymph for ash, there's nymph for the mountains, there's nymph for all the whole ocean, and then lake streams, marshes, and you're just assigned there forever. And like some say that some nymphs, like the lake nymph, will lure men in, and if you drink from their waters, it's said to give you... like enlightenment, so like poets are meant, are known to drink from their prophets.
You're woke as well.
Yeah, you get woke, basically. That's the ancient that's the ancient Greek way of getting woke, is to go follow a naked sexy woman to the river and drink her water.
Nowadays we just smoke DMT and do ayahuasca.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. You can smoke it out of like a pipe with a naked woman on it. Basically same thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the mountain nymphs are known to protect the mountains, but all they do all day is drink and dance and party. That's their thing.
So they're a bunch of gnomes, is what you're telling.
Yeah, yeah, these nymphs, they like to party. And, we have a mountain with their smoke. What the fuck's going to go on with this mountain?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Damn, that is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, they're just chilling.
Their responsibility is actually pretty low leveled compared to a tree.
To the tree one, yeah. The tree one's like the most stressful one.
It's like a beaver trying to kill you. You're like, no, beaver! No.
You can't hit it because it's part of nature. You're like, I gotta protect nature too.
Yeah, but you're killing me, bro.
What the fuck, Dan? you know
the deal, baby.
And the ocean ones are meant, they are, most nymphs are nice. Ocean nymphs are intended to be spies, reporters that report back to the gods if anything's happening. Also, if you double cross them, they're vengeful and they will take you down. So nymphs will, if you're a Greek man, you double cross a nymph in the ocean, she will take your boat down and you die. Like,
whoa.
Like they're the vengeful ones. They're like the,
whoa.
Like they're okay. The spies. They're the ones that get their hands dirty. These are the wet work, no pun intended.
Damn, it's pretty cool. Is it only animals or is it like?
For
I mean, are is it only trees and like?
No, everything. Mountains, animals, clouds, mountain ash. There's one for mountain ash.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is one for everything. Like, and it is protect nature and nature's bountiful things.
Ash, huh?
Ash, like volcano ash. I'm assuming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I was like, what the fuck's a mountain?
So if a tree burns, that becomes ash. Is there like a new one?
A new one comes. Like, all right. Well,
I don't watch this guy.
Look at this thing. That's a shit. That's the low entry nymph job.
Yeah, for real. How do you
draw that short end of the stick?
You're gonna die pretty soon. Huh?
Yeah, cloud one.
Some like wind comes.
Clouds. There's a nymph for cloud. There's a nymph for wind. Like,
whoa.
They help guide the wind.
You know what? Fuck the nymph wind or whatever. The wind nymph.
Yeah.
Cause fuck wind, yo.
I don't know. Wind can be good on a hot summer day, but. Cool breeze.
Yeah, I guess that's true. All right. Argument is valid.
But yeah, there's just one for everything you can think of in nature. There's a nymph for. Now, most people think nymphs as fairies.
Okay.
This is very wrong.
Sounds a little fairy.
This is rude.
All right.
This is rude. All right. Fairies can do whatever the fuck they want. Fairies are fairies. Nymphs are just bound to where they're at. They're not short. Don't have wings. They can't fly. They're just naked women, and but fairies also can go and take jobs of a nymph if they want to. They can be like, hey, I'll give you a break. I'm just gonna chill here at this tree for a couple thousand years.
What?
Yeah,
this is crazy.
Yeah, so there's a relationship, but they're not the same.
Okay,
they're not the same. Don't be rude to the nymphs.
They're acquaintances.
They're acquaintances.
Not.
Yeah, and there's names. There's proper names for the nymphs, like. The only one I can remember was Dryanda, which is the wood, forest kind of nymphs. Other ones are Greek, and I'm sorry, Greek, I do not have. Yeah, I cannot say she. You're lucky I got a fucking Hermes out.
Greek is very hard.
Greek is very hard. Greek,
yeah.
Very hard. Very hard to
think. God, this is pretty cool. I actually had no idea about nymphs.
Yeah,
I've heard the word, and I just thought they were fairies.
I did too. I was like, man, yeah. I was like, we did fairies, but we didn't cover nymphs. Nymph fairy. I looked and I was like, nymphs are not
fairies. Not a
fairy. And I was like, ooh,
wrong off the bat.
Ooh, good thing I didn't go off the cuff on that one.
This is another one that you know that I got some knowledge from that I had no idea about. That I was actually rather, you know, kind of
about.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I was kind of ignorant too, I guess, just because I didn't know.
Yeah.
I just kind of assumed more, so this is kind of cool. There's some, you know, clarification.
Clarification, there's nymph for, I didn't know there were so many nymphs either.
Yeah,
I knew that. I thought it was like a nymph was like a, just a woodland creature. So,
just a bunch of naked shorties.
Yeah.
So next time you go into the forest, you're surrounded by naked shorties.
Yeah.
Just think about that.
Think about that and don't be rude. Don't be a perv, right?
Yeah.
If they want you to drink from their stream, they're going to take you to it.
Yeah, yeah.
don't force yourself on the stream.
You need consent,
you little perv is 2020. Ask permission before you drink from a stream. But yeah, but if you go to the mountains, those bitches don't give a fuck. They're wild. Always drinking wine, having a good time. I saw was they were swinging on swings.
Is it like one nymph watching the mountain, or is it multiple
nymphs? Multiple nymphs watching this mountain.
Like watching the whole thing.
It's just like a full mountain full of nymphs.
Damn.
Chilling, drinking.
Shouties.
Yeah.
Shouties on
the shouties. But the biggest population of nymphs is the ocean nymphs. Because, you know.
Makes sense.
You got the oceans really big. You got all the seaweed. You got seaweed nymphs.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Even like tunas and shrimp and stuff. Imagine having to watch your shrimp.
All day for your life.
Fuck,
Why can't I be a tree?
That's crazy. Well, okay, so like some of these only get the lifespan of what they're watching.
Yeah.
Some of them, I guess, like the mountain ones probably live forever.
Not live forever. No, they live for a long, long time.
Okay,
live,
yeah. They could,
but you
they're not immortal.
Yeah, but you still die. Either you get chopped down or you just die
old
age. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
And then another nymph takes your place.
Very cool, very cool. All right.
You're not quite gods. Like, they're the lesser ones. They're the maidens of gods. That's what they say. The maidens of gods. That sounds like a good little. You get the strippers on the thing on some trees while you're performing.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Hey, anyone out there with a band? We got some stage ideas for you.
Yeah.
We just don't do sci-fi movies. We do everything. We dabble.
We have ideas for everything.
We dip and dabble.
We're kind of just idea guys.
I'm not going to say it, but I have drank from a stream before without permission. I'm sorry. I was young. I might have been enlightened on it.
You didn't know the difference.
I didn't know the difference, all right? Get off my back. Don't cancel us.
Accidentally woke.
I'm sorry. I knew what I did was wrong. I was thirsty. I didn't know. I was 10.
I don't know if I would drink from a stream at all. Yeah. It's so dirty.
Yeah, you get dysentery too. You get little, you know, deer pissing in it.
Yeah, gross.
The little deer pissing there killed nobody.
It probably has. It probably definitely has. So there's nymphs for everything. So let's say. Billions of nymphs.
We can say
billions. There's seaweed and all the fish and shit in the ocean.
Yeah, and you're watching it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
We are surrounded by naked bitches.
Right now, I'm looking at a tree right now.
That's actually a pretty cool tree, too.
Yeah, it's a nymphy kind of tree.
Oh, fuck yeah. This is awesome. But how are we going to add, you know? The big question into all this.
I too.
What about Bigfoot?
I too. They're just friends, you know, Bigfoot and the nature ones. Then I thought back to the Iqaluit, what he did to her.
Okay.
I'm thinking Bigfoot dumping clips and all these fucking nymphs and
whoa.
Not calling them back.
Whoa. Dumping clips, dude.
He's just going to each one of them, whining and dying them, 69 of them. He's getting woke. He's getting all the information he can with him. And then
Extra woke.
He's got like a sex den where he in a cave and just nymphs come around. The mountain nymphs come around. He's just wild Bigfoot orgies. And he's just dumping them.
Dumping clips. And not calling him back.
Yeah,
all right. Awesome.
Yeah. I think that's the one where
Bigfoot's got hoes in different area coats.
He's got hoes in different nature things.
Got the bitches. This has nymphs all over and
You know, he's the fountain of youth, so he can live forever.
Yeah, he drank from their stream.
Yeah, and drank from the stream. Now he's extra woke. Extra woke.
Extra woke. He's in the stream, just bathing with him, and I'll wash him down.
All right. I think this one kind of fit a little better than I thought I was going to.
Are you stretching it? You didn't even think of one?
It was kind of like a simple one. Yeah. You know what I mean? No Bigfoot, Forest, you know, kind of. I like yours better. Yeah.
Dump and
Clips. Yeah. Dump and Clips, I'm not calling him back.
Yeah, that's Bigfoot, man. That's big old hoe, man.
That should be like the title of a book or something. That's hilarious. Bigfoot, Dump and Clips. Or like a song. I mean, it should be your next single.
Or Sci-Fi, hear us out. We love you, but this one's not for you. This one's for a little company called Pornhub.com. Just give us about $50 and a couple tuna sandwiches, and we can get some people in here. And we can make a nice little film.
A couple tuna sandwiches.
But yeah.
$50 and a couple tuna sandwiches. That's your demands for our Pornhub movie.
Yeah, that's not for us. We get a cut, but that's just to get the actors in here. You want a free lunch? And then we're just quartering those fucking. They don't even get a whole sandwich. You get a quarter of a sandwich and like a couple bucks. And you go, hey, you guys want to be a nymph? Hey, you want to be Bigfoot?
Yeah. Whoa.
And he walks in.
There's some money right there.
We're not going to be sponsored by Manscaped because he's got to be hairy down there.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to make him like grow it out like an afro. And you'll get up for the close.
Real 70s though.
You'll get up for the close-up shots. Right under him.
God, that's gross. Nymphs and Bigfoot, you know. Pornhub, hit us up.
Nymphos and Bigfoots.
There you go.
See, it's already titled itself, our Bigfoot Dumpy Clip Productions. That's our subsidiary.
Bigfoot Dumpy Clip Production. Oh, that's awesome. Fuck yeah, I'm glad we did this one too, because this is a good one.
Yeah.
Nymphs and Bigfoot dumping clips in the nymphs.
In the nymphs. Oh, gross. Rod dogging.
Gross. It's hardcore.
You want some more hardcore episodes, guys? Look us up on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Look us up on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're always looking for suggestions for new things. Hit us up on our email at bigfoot@gmail.com. I did that again. Till next time, guys, I'm Dude, he's Jay. I show each and every week. What about Bigfoot?